Good evening. The next halacha that the Mechaber discusses is that if a person hires a worker, but instead of hiring the worker directly, he has an agent, he has a shliach, hire the worker on his behalf. So the Mechaber paskins that in such cases, there is no iser baltalin. The agent, the shliach, does not violate baltalin because the worker was not working for him. And the worker understood that the shliach is just a shliach, but he's working on behalf of the boss, and the boss is the one that's responsible for the paycheck. The boss does not violate baltalin because the Gemara darshins, the drasha, that it's only when you hire the person directly, when there's a go-between, when there's a shliach involved, there the mishaleach, the bahal bayis, is not over the iser of baltalin. Now, this does not mean when you hire a worker through a shliach, then you don't have to pay him, or you don't have to pay him on time. But at least the chaymer hadavar, the iser of baltalin, will not apply. In fact, the Gemara writes that there were amayroim that whenever they needed a worker, they would bedaf go ahead and they would each hire workers for the other one. This way, the workers that worked for them were never hired directly. It was always through a shliach, through an agent. And this way, they would not violate baltalin. Tosis points out that they certainly made every attempt to pay them on time, because if you don't pay a worker on time, even when you're hired through a shliach, there's an iser midivrei kabbalah of artemir l'reich aleich v'shoiv l'machar etein, that pushing someone off, draying him a cup, not paying him at the appropriate time is aser midivrei kabbalah. However, Zok Tosis, these amayroim were concerned not that they would purposely push it off. Their concern was they would be busy, they would be tired, and they would not get around to paying on time. So if you're dealing with an iser of baltalin d'oraisa, the fact that you're busy, the fact that you're preoccupied is not an excuse. The iser baltalin is a priority. Stop whatever it is you're doing. Make sure the worker is paid. However, if you hire a worker through a shliach, if it comes out that a person was busy, was preoccupied, and did not get around to paying, so there he would not be over the iser baltalin, he would not be over the iser midivrei kabbalah either, since it was not intentional, it wasn't just pushing him around, it was simply that you didn't get around to it, you did not have the time to pay. So this underscores the chaymer of the Isser of Baltalin, how their Amayroim, even though they had every intention of paying on time, they went ahead looking for Eitzos, how they can set it up in a way where Chas HaShalom, there's no possibility that they could ever come to be over the Isser of Baltalin. Now, a very practical application of this halacha is whenever you have a company where there's an investor that owns either the entire or a portion of the company, but he's not actively involved in the day-to-day activities. So very often he wants to know what happens if his manager, if the person running the company, does not pay workers on time. Is there an iser of baltalin? And the answer to that is no. Based on this halacha, the iser of baltalin applies only when you're hiring a worker directly. If you have a CEO, if you have a manager that's in charge of human resources, he's in charge of hiring the personnel, so since you haven't dealt with the worker directly, the iser of baltalin will not apply. Now, there is an interesting question as far as the manager is concerned. Now, we just said a moment ago that when you hire a worker through a shliach, through an agent, neither the Baal Bayis nor the shliach is over. And the reason why the shliach is over is not over is because the worker understands that the shliach is nothing more than a shliach, and he recognizes that the responsibility to pay rests on the Baal Bayis. What happens in a case where the shliach is not simply a shliach, he's not simply an agent, he's the CEO. He's the one that actively manages the company. So over here we have a chiddush from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim writes that an apotropos of Yosoimim, if you have Yosoimim, you have orphans. Now orphans are not capable of taking care of their own affairs. They're ketanim. So Bez Din is memana and apotropos. They appoint a guardian to take care of the Yosoimim. That when they're taking care of them means they manage their funds. If they need to hire workers, the apotropos is the one that does all the work and takes care of everything of the Yosoimim. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, if an apotropos of Yosoimim hires a worker, there the apotropos is subject to the halachos of baltalin. And his explanation is that an apotropos is more than just a shliach. The apotropos is the one that controls the Yosoimim's money. The apotropos, is in a sense, the mala makum of the assignment. In such cases, the apotropos would be over the yisur baltalin if he neglects to pay the workers on time. Now, clearly, if the yisayimim simply don't have money, there's no obligation of the apotropos to take money out of his own pocket to pay the yisayimim's bill. But assuming the yisayimim have the money, the apotropos has control and is able to pay and refuses to do so, there he would be subject to the yisur of baltalin. Now, based on this, if you have an investor, but he turns over the management of the company to a CEO, the CEO is the one that completely controls the company and cuts the checks. So in such cases as well, if the company has funds and the CEO neglects to pay the worker, according to the Chafetz Chaim, the Isser of Baltalin will apply to the CEO, not to the investor, because he had no dealings with the pile, but the CEO or the manager would be subject to Hilchos Baltalin. Mishas Rav Aaron argues. Mishas Rav Aaron says that even when you have the CEO of a company, when he's the one that's managing it, Zuck Rav Aaron, if he doesn't pay the worker, so it's true he's the one who, in a practical sense, he's the one that cuts the check. But Zuck Rav Aaron, the Isser of Baltalin is like Solon Pula Socher Itzcha Ad Boiker. You cannot withhold money that's owed to a worker. Zuck Rav Aaron, that's only where instead of paying it to the worker, you withhold it for yourself. In this case, when a manager neglects to pay a worker, it's true the worker's not getting paid, but the manager is not withholding the money for himself. The money stays in the company, which is owned by the investor, it's owned by the shareholders. So in such a case where he hasn't kept it for himself, there the Isser Baltalin would not apply. Rav Aaron adds, he says that what would be, for example, if this manager hired a worker, and the manager quits, or for that matter, he's fired. So it's clearly understood that the worker is not going to go to the manager and say, you owe me money, because the manager has no personal chayiv, he doesn't personally owe the money, he's just representing the company. Zuck Rav Aaron, Imkain, if when the manager is not the one that owes the money, it's the company, and the manager is simply a hired hand, he can be fired at any time, he can quit at any time, therefore Zuck Rav Aaron, the Isser of Baltalin cannot apply, and in such case, this is similar to the case of Shliach of the Mechaber, and nobody would be over in Isser Baltalin in such case. Now, a Tamer L'Reich Aleich V'Shoiv is very likely would apply to a manager, since he's the one that's controlling it, he pushes him off, he drains him a cup, so it's possible, well, it's not completely clear, but it is possible that he would be over the Isser Medivei Kabbalah if he pushes him off maliciously. Now, the truth is, this entire halacha is a chiddush. Normally, we have a rule of shluach shel adam kamaisoi. If one does something through an agent, he appoints someone as his shliach, generally, shluach shel adam kamaisoi, the actions of the shliach or the mishaleach is responsible for the actions. So the rishayim do have different shatim. Some rishayim say that the worker is not soimich das, he does not deal directly with the baal habayis. He doesn't have that confidence level that he'll be paid on time. Other achronim say it's a problem of mili lo memster l'shliach. But be that as it may, whatever the lumdus is, it is a halacha psuka that when you hire a worker through a shliach, you're not subject to the hilchos baltalin.